SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Cleanup is underway in parts of Oklahoma that were hit by violent weather over the weekend. Tornadoes flattened homes and buildings, killing at least four people. On KOCO, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt said the destruction in the town of Sulphur is unbelievable.
Just like that, all the tax revenue, all these businesses in downtown Sulphur overnight have been wiped out. So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
President Biden spoke to the governor yesterday and offered the full support of the federal government. Also at SRNnews.com, anti-Israel protests on college campuses are growing and in some cases becoming more violent. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said college and university administrators need to hold protesters to certain standards of civility.
I think it's a dangerous situation. You said pro-Palestinian. There's also anti-Semitism, which is completely unacceptable. I've been shocked to see that in this country. First responsibility is the administrations of these colleges. That's the first responsibility.
The U.S. Secretary of State is making his seventh trip to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began.
Blinken's visit, which includes a little more than a day in Saudi Arabia before stops in Jordan and Israel on Tuesday and Wednesday, comes amid renewed concerns about the conflict spreading in the Middle East. And with once promising prospects for an Israeli-Saudi rapprochement effectively on hold as Israel refuses to consider one of the Saudis' main conditions for normalized relations, the creation of a Palestinian state. I'm Charles Villadesma.
At least 45 people were killed in western Kenya after a dam collapsed following heavy rains. Authorities say dozens of people are still missing. The Dow is ahead 117 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian boy is suspended from school over his choice of apparel.
16-year-old Mataki O'Kane got kicked out of Ontario's Granite Ridge Education Center for wearing a hoodie bearing the words, "There are only two genders." O'Kane says officials were unmoved by his claim of free speech and is noting of the fact that the school is festooned with gay pride posters. The student was sent home, and his mother says Child Protective Services later called her to inquire about her son's condition. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean that legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to get an abortion. This is SRN News. It looks like panda diplomacy may be making a comeback.
They are one of China's most beloved exports. A pair of giant pandas will soon make the journey from China to the U.S. They'll take up residence at the San Diego Zoo. It's part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two countries. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says its caretakers recently visited China to meet with the giant pandas. One of them is a 5-year-old male, the other panda, a nearly 4-year-old female. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Elon Musk over a settlement with securities regulators that requires him to get approval in advance of some tweets that relate to Tesla, the EV company he leads. The case stems from tweets that he posted in 2018 in which he claimed he had secured funding to take Tesla private. More details at srnnews.com.